Far from it, the astral death is an easy and comfortable sleep, during which the transformation takes place, and the astral mortal clay, which is deposited, evaporates like dew in the sun's rays. One can then ask, is the person who has gone over to the mental plane, let's call her mental man, then not able to go back and the make itself perceptible on the astral plane? Oh yes, indeed, we have such a capability and use it to a large extent, whether in quest of his old friends, or to perform any task on one of the astral levels, as a teacher or leader. For we also know that the astral man, under certain conditions, has the ability through the materialization, to make itself visible on the physical plane. For the mental man is it infinitely more easy to extract/attract/suck, the necessary ingredients from the astral atmosphere, to create matter for, a flash quick, building of an astral body and keep it as long as he or she, as a guest, stays in the astral world. And then just as easily take off the borrowed costume when she returns to her own mental world. Conversely, the astral man cannot, other than in exceptional cases, take off his astral body to make a visit to the mental world. Just as on Earth, only occult-trained people possess this ability to visit on the astral plane. One word at last on the essential distinction that exists between the astral world and the Earth's social conditions. We have seen how the astral world's inhabitants are separated after their moral content, so that those ethically standing lowest are remaining in the lowest sphere, and how each step in the seven-point scale is achieved alone by a corresponding higher development. It follows from that, so that each sphere are inhabited by an ethical view of those of about similar individuals and that therefore all the disturbing elements of moral seen lower standing people/inferiors are excluded. Then with teachers and leaders, that in the rule comes from some higher sphere, one can understand which security and rest life that such staying in the astral world's higher spheres might entail. On Earth, however, are people of all denominations mixed for each other on a single plane in a colorful jumble, and all go with the mask, which hides what they really have in heart. It is then not surprising that there appear so many tensions and frictions, so much split and fight. But it's also the, as the grinding of the character is going on, through friction between so many selfish interests. Earth, physical, life is the hard but necessary schooling. Life in the astral world, however, is a holiday time, when you get rest after mortal sufferings and hardships, assimilate its reaped experience by getting it infused it in its essence, and gather strength for a new wrestling in matter world. For it is through a series of incarnations on Earth, that spirit eventually rises from the savage primitive position, to that of the angel. Which then is not in need to go down to the Earth again, because he or she can complete the development in higher and happier worlds, but perhaps by mercy and love, still goes down, to spread a light on the Earth for the guidance to those left there, into the darkness groupings of brothers and sisters. How wonderfully wise and loving is not the entire universe organized by laws that never need to be improved or changed, which never lose control of the means, which inevitably lead to the big goal, all beings' development and blessed in perfection. May our tongues faint praise and glorify him, who did not hang on to his wall mason cinquefoil vertical, when he did masonry work on the world. Scanned, translated and mixed by Rune Overby. In February.2013 www.galactic.no. Invite those that feel/wish they can help in improving this translation, those of native tongue in English to take a copy of this text and after correcting/improving/paraphrase the whole or parts of this text, greater than send it back to me for updating.